Very pleased to be joined now by Tamison Benz Knight from the Edmonton Food Bank. Tamison, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day today to speak with me. The holiday season is around the corner. Of course, Thanksgiving coming up this weekend and Christmas after that. I imagine all year round, the Edmonton Food Bank is always looking for donations. But how is the holiday season impacting the Edmonton Food Bank and those who are maybe visiting you this year?
Well, definitely. I think it might be a shocking for most people that major festive times of year, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, we're actually planning all of this about 6 months in advance because of the volume of need and what we have to make sure we have available for everyone. So when we're talking about one turkey, you can just walk into any store. We're talking 5,000 birds. So that's a lot of space, a lot of frozen birds, and a lot of funds going out, waiting and sitting in that freezer so that we can make sure that that can be added to those hampers, available to our agency partners, so that people can sit and enjoy and just be together for those festive meals.
Absolutely. And that's fantastic to hear that you guys are planning for this ahead of time, which is really great news to hear. Are you noticing any trends this year as opposed to maybe last year or the year before? Are there anything that sticks out to you? Are more families needing access, or are there different maybe communities in need? Are you seeing anything different this year than years prior?
Well, if we look back at our hamper program, so that's just the one area that we serve and provide food for, and that's for individuals and households. So when we look at those numbers from 2019, our average monthly number was about 21,000 people. Right now, we're serving over 43,000 people per month. So that's over 100% increase since 2019. So the need continues to go up. Granted, I'm very honored and kind of humbled to live in Edmonton, to have the support of the community, to allow us to bring in as much food and funds that we need to feed people. A lot of people think that Edmonton's Food Bank is government funded, and we're not. We do not receive funding for our core programming, food purchases, or any of the activities that we're doing to try to support people. It is because of our donors, because of our volunteers, and because of our wonderful community that we're able to keep our doors open. So it's that ongoing flow of food coming in and then going right back out to our community members in need.
Edmonton supporting Edmonton and the surrounding communities. It's awesome hearing that. Just wanted to touch quickly on what you had just mentioned. Is there a reason behind that increase, the 100% increase since 2019? Have you guys looked at that at all and found something?
Well, definitely we will be releasing our client survey in the next month, I believe, but Hunger Count will be coming out from our national umbrella, Food Banks Canada. And realistically, a lot of the challenges that we're seeing is the plateau in wages that aren't keeping pace with inflation and the cost of living. Housing is still an ongoing struggle for individuals, that affordable housing, access to it, including, and I would look at transitional housing and those kinds of things. Affordable childcare is a challenge. We are seeing a lot of dynamics in the sense that there's almost, I think there's five generations in the workforce. And we always, we hear about the high unemployment rate at 8%, which is huge, but nobody's really talking about that segment of the youth unemployment. So that's people under 24. That's almost 17% unemployment. That's huge. So there's always these combination of aspects that are outside of the food realm, but that causes people to need our support. So food insecurity is realistically a symptom of poverty. So if we can't find people jobs that earn living wages and being able to afford their home, their food, any medical specialty things that they need, or childcare, education, those kinds of things, that will impact people's ability to fend for themselves. So that's where we have to always take into consideration that everybody's position is unique and is different. So what's causing one family or one individual challenges might be very different for another. So we have to slow things down, have those conversations. And we know here at Edmonton Food Bank, we're at the table being able to provide food.
When it comes to donating food, if somebody wants to help out, many people want to donate food, but maybe they don't know what's most useful, especially right now. What do you recommend is the best items to give right now for the holiday season and then going forward?
Well, definitely for us, all food fit. So we're very fortunate that we have coolers and freezers, big ones here in our facility. So some people drop off frozen turkeys for us to hand out to other people. There's definitely the ability to donate those non-perishable food items at any major grocery store or at one of the events that we have in the community. Some people choose to become a monthly donor. They add $10 a month to their credit card bill, and it all pools up and supports our work. Some people will make a decision, say, hey, I have some stocks. I don't want to get capital gains. I'm going to donate those stocks to the food bank, and I will get a tax receipt. So there's different ways everybody works. And then sometimes somebody might say, I don't have discretionary money, but I do have some extra time. So I'm going to sign up and become a volunteer. And so all of those different ways allows us to keep our doors open. Food, funds, and our wonderful friends.
Well, fantastic. And you just touched on all kinds of different ways that people can help out the Edmonton Food Bank. Of course, a busy time with the Thanksgiving holiday around the corner and Christmas coming up. So if you want to help out, Tamsin just gave you lots of ways that you can do so.
Can I end with that? If the food bank is not your passion, find something that you're passionate about. It might be animals. You might be supportive of seniors or veterans. Just connect that passion of yours to whatever mission and find the organization you want to support, because it all creates a good community, wonderful citizenship, and this is what it's all about: kindness, caring, and giving.
A wonderful way to wrap up this interview, Tamsin. Thank you so much for this.
Perfect. Have a great day.